Hello, who is it?
It's Deanne.
Everybody, how are you?
I'm fine.
How was the program today?
Well, today it was just set up. Yeah, actually, there were workshops going on, but from 8 until 5, they were just setting up the exhibit hall. And with over 843 exhibits.
Whoa.
And over 5,000 people are expected to be there.
So when are you going to get there tomorrow?
Tomorrow I'll be getting there about 9:30. The exhibit hall opens at 10. So.
Now you've been in there before?
In the convention center?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I've been I actually use the convention center as a cut through when I go from the government. When I go from the government center, I go through the Marriott.
Yeah.
I go down.
Yeah, the of course. No, I know that very well. I'm a gen comer. You know, 150,000 of our closest friends. Yeah.
I've never been to the Gen Con conferences, but I've actually been out on the streets when it's been going on. But
that's wonderful. It's terrific.
But even the crowd that was there today just makes me wonder that tomorrow is going to be a madhouse.
Well, try 150,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
First time I did it, they had the Klingons who were arresting people and taking people before the Klingon judge. They were raising money for charity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had little rubber bars as if you were in jail. And I would insult the Klingon judge because, you know, they fine you $2.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said, Klingon should be wiped out of the universe. You know, it's so cheap to impose a fine.
Mm-hmm.
And you could get anybody arrested by their serial number. And so there was a lot of that. It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would, you know, the offer of ride to the picnic is real, by the way, as I've said before. And I've written a really good fundraising letter, which is going to be, I don't know if I have a chance to say this tonight, be checked out by a couple of attorneys because it's aimed at getting us wills and estates. And if you want any raffle tickets, I'll get them to you. Still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
How's your husband?
Okay.
Okay. Wish you well.
Thanks.
I hope he doesn't have to have multiple surgeries. That would be terrible. You ever get out of that house of yours on the east side?
Oh, yeah. Today I went out to breakfast at Four Seasons.
Oh, well. I'm not worried about you now.
Well, when I took the stuff downtown.
I mean, you know, we could, if you, you know, want to hang out. I'm centrally located. We have a deck and a pool, a large condo building. You're more than welcome, by the way.
Good. Well, thanks for the invitation, but I really spend a lot more time here than out with. Unfortunately, with all my friends, I have a lot of friends in town, so it's like there's some that feel like I abuse them. Some of them feel like I abuse them.
Put me at the bottom of the list, and I'll just feel neglected. I'm kidding. You know, I'm teasing.
I'm multitasking here.
The ACB board meeting's tomorrow night.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll listen to it. If you you want me to tell you about it, I can. I want to see how Cecily does. She was my roommate in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful person.
Was it listed in the community events thing?
Yeah, I can send it to you.
I was gonna say I haven't been keeping track of the community events or things going on very well this week.
Well, I can see why. I think you have a reason.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I've got more than enough information for them on the hot topic issues right now.
I think so. Do I do? So where are you near in Indy?
I'm over near near Washington Square.
Oh, I know that area very well. Is the Outback still there at 20th and Shadeland?
Haven't been there, so I don't know for sure.
There used to also be a Red Lobster.
Haven't been there either.
There's also a Roadhouse.
Haven't been there either.
Haven't you been to Have you ever been to a Texas Roadhouse?
Oh, I have. I have been to Texas Roadhouse, but I'm saying I haven't been there. I haven't been there since I've been down here.
Understood.
So we go up usually on Fridays. We go out to eat, but we go up towards McCordsville.
Oh, really? Okay.
Good evening, everybody.
Just say who drove tonight? Sound like somebody's in their car.
No, I'm sitting here in my living room with my wine shop.
I sure hope the hell you're not driving, Richard. Let's put it this way. I'm leaving the road if you are.
There you go. How y'all doing?
Doing fine.
Good.
Hey, Rich. We're going to be selling raffle tickets. If you want any, can I get any to you?
Raffle tickets for what?
ACBI. 150 and 50 bucks. It's a donated raffle. Every ticket that's sold is profit, sir.
You mean for the convention or?
For us. For our affiliate.
I mean, when are they being sold?
The moment they're made. At Cindy's job.
All right.
If you can take someone, it'd be helpful.
We'll find out more later. I do what I can.
Awesome. Well, I'll have to call and ask you how many you want anyway. So they're $5 each.
Okay. Nice to know our Zoom link worked tonight. That's encouraging.
Well, I didn't set it up and I didn't come in first, so you can't blame me for it working.
I don't hear anybody else.
We're not working. We're the only three.
Hey, do you have any cards? We can play cards, Rich.
It shows that there's seven participants here, but I only hear three people.
When there's only three I hear, I haven't looked to see what the numbers were since.
Maybe we've been cloned. You know what I mean?
Never know.
Let's see.
Well, Rich, I'll be calling you about Ravel.
Seven.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Jeremy.
Jerry and Don.
Yep.
Good evening, Jerry. Good evening, Don.
Hi, Brad.
L5.
We have Brant Adams and Katrina and Rachel. Dinsmore.
Very good. Circle City had a real nice picnic on Saturday. Had a lot of fun.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
Yes, we had really, really, really did. I love that that little game we played.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was.
I love that pie I took home too. And the bread.
Oh, there wasn't any baked goods there, were there?
Oh yes, there were.
Oh yes, there
were. Oh, really?
Was.
Wonder how they got there, Gary.
Well, we have a raffle, and I donated a couple of the homemade bread.
Oh, speaking of a raffle, everybody, I will have tickets. Oh, don't be shy. Awesome.
Well, I'm here, but I'm going to put myself on mute. So just wanted to let everybody know.
Because we're probably about to start.
Well, I was going to say, Rita's not, I'm back off mute. Rita's not here and Mel's not here. I know our guests are from Ohio, so we'll keep on waiting for a couple minutes, but then if no one else joins us, then we'll get started. I guess I will assume the facilitator role.
You're good at it.
Thank you.
And again,
before we start here real quick, can everybody hear me real quick? I'm not using my computer. I'm using my blind shell.
You're doing great.
Yeah. Like okay. I said, that you were driving.
Why don't you loan the blind shell to me and I'll test it to see that it worked right.
Oh, it works. I guarantee you. I do email on it. I do internet on it. I do Zoom. I do just about everything on it.
Sound really good.
And that thingamajig with the OCR reader does work.
Well, what have you read with it?
Mail.
Wow. That's cool.
I mean, it's not as good as, let's say, Open Book or Kurzweil. It's a little touchy, and it takes some playing with, but it does work. And it's a free app, so, you know.
Hey, before we get started, let me say one more time. We really need people to sell raffle tickets, and the prizes are $150 and $50, and they're donated, and the drawing is on November 11th in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
So if any of you want any tickets, find Rita, find me, find anybody. They're only
$5.
Hello.
I'm only here. Yeah.
There's Rita.
Yeah. Get in, everybody.
I got tied up.
Getting ready to text you and see where you were.
Yeah. Well, my nephew's been down today painting a bedroom, and I had to hurry and pay him, and he's heading out the door. So I'm here. Okay, everybody got introduced, right? So I don't have to do that part?
Basically, we have 8 people on the call. You're the 8th person. I did go down through the list a few minutes ago, but I'll go down through it again. Deanne Hart, Fors, Don and Geraldine, Matt Tusing, Rick Vonderhaar, and Katrina, and Brent Adams, and Rachel Dinsmore. And there was one other phone number. Oh, that's yours.
That's
on the call.
What color is your bedroom? What color is your bedroom?
It's sort of a milky yellow.
Nice.
Milky yellow. Okay. Well, Rachel and Brent, I'm so glad you guys were able to make it tonight. And again, I'm sorry I'm late. But I tried to get the word out. I even sent another reminder out this afternoon. So I don't know where everybody's at. But anyway, I'm going to turn it over to you guys. I just explained it as an overview of the activities and the sessions that's going to take place during the weekend of the convention. So
that's pretty much it, as best we've got so far, which is pretty good.
All right, go for it.
You know, there's still some loose ends to clean up, but
yeah.
All right. I'll start, and then Rachel will give you the stuff you really want to know. it's November 10th through the 12th in Columbus, Ohio, at the Crown Plaza North Worthington, which is at 6500 Doubletree Avenue. All the information, I'm going to double check this, is either on the ACB Ohio website under the convention link. If it isn't, I'll check and make sure that it is.
We put it up there months ago.
We did? Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was too long ago. I forgot.
He does so many things, he forgets what he's done.
There's a problem with being too prepared. You get it all done. haven't done. Oh, wait, I did do that. That is where the convention is. That's when it is. The phone number is up there. If you really wanted, I could tell you what it is. The easiest way is to call and ask for the ACB Ohio block. There is a group code, which is B as in Bravo, L, I.
The first three letters of blind.
Blind, yeah. So, oh, is it? It is.
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
I wondered why they didn't do ACB instead, but
yeah, whatever. That would be better. But anyway. so that way, you might need that if you do it online, but there is that. And now you might be wondering why you want to go there. And so Rachel's going to tell you why you'd want to go there.
That's a very nice intro. You can tell we've done this like two or three times at this point. You guys are getting the refined version.
Yeah. It almost looks like we know what we're doing at this point.
Yeah.
That's Rachel's influence, by the way.
Yeah, because this is my first
I thought for once I'd get a chair that knows what she's doing.
So I'm going to start with Saturday because that's the busiest day and has the bulk of the stuffs. So Saturday morning, we'll have our breakfast and welcome, and then we'll break off into affiliates and have our respective business meetings, and then there will be workshops throughout the rest of the morning and the afternoon. Our workshops include, in no particular order except for how I remember them, which is always a different order, we have a voiceover, stop talking. We have a CPR training. So if you've ever wanted to, or you need to, or you have in the past but aren't currently certified in CPR and AED. It is a course for certification. So you walk out of there with a CPR and AED certification. One of our sponsors is providing that. There's an extra $20 fee. However, this certification is good for 2 years and normally costs you, I think it's $66 randomly. Mid-60s.
We have a sponsor that's covering.
Yeah, so the sponsor is covering roughly $45 of the cost. And that will be a longer session because it's certification. So it's through the American Heart Association, so national certification. And it's a hands-on certification training. Oh, theme. Brant, how could you let me forget the theme?
I forgot something too, so, you know.
The theme of the convention this year is defying expectations, which is kind of a twofold theme. The first part is we all, as people who are blind or visually impaired, have had experiences where people think we can't do things, even at the simplest and silliest of things. So learning how to effectively show people that we can do things, but then also especially for people who are maybe doing something new or maybe have recent vision loss, there might be some expectations that you have of yourself that you need to defy. So you kind of feel like you can't do a certain thing anymore, or you can't do something that maybe your sighted friends or family can do, which, I mean, sometimes is the case. Probably not going to get to drive back to Indiana after the convention, sorry. But if there are a lot of other things that, you know, with some creativity and some perseverance can be done. So kind of encouraging you and inspiring you to defy your own expectations as well. So
it's kind of like, it's kind of like what Elon Musk says. You don't ask why we can't do it. You ask, how can we do it?
Yeah, very good.
What do we need to do it? Not how, why can't we? Just, okay, well, if we could do it, what do we need?
So the CPR training, I feel like sometimes, I know I personally in previous employment situations haven't been certified in certain things or haven't been chosen for a certain like extra certification or whatever. And this is one that you can put on a resume, you could take with you, and it's just really good information to know. The sponsor of that is also doing another session, which is C3D, which is a 3D printing organization. They provide models free of charge to anyone who is blind, visually impaired, the parent of someone who is visually impaired, or a teacher of someone who is visually impaired. And I always like to say they provide models of things that are typically too small, too big, or too dangerous to touch. I saw them a presentation they did at a science conference in 2019, and they had a multi-part model of the structure of DNA. They had the Hubble Space Telescope. They had a butterfly where you could see kind of the texture of the wings, and they had like the patterns raised up on it. I have the Walt Disney castle that I won as a raffle door prize thing. So that will be a very hands-on kind of session. So that's two. We have a licensed counselor or licensed social worker from Ohio who herself is visually impaired, doing a session on coping with change, whether that's vision related or life related or employment related, but some strategies surrounding that. We're going to have two panel discussions. One will be on travel and one will be on all things accessible games, particularly focused on video games of different types, whether that's the phone, the computer, gaming systems, and what accessible options are out there. We have an orientation mobility specialist coming and doing tips and tricks and discussions and gadgets around the home, so kind of bolstering your independent living skills, whether that's cooking or labeling or sorting or all the little things that when you know how to do it, it's fine until you don't know something or it doesn't work, and then you're frustrated and late for work. I'm missing a session, I think.
Yeah, I think so. So you got
Reprinting. No, I don't think I am. No, I got them all. We're hoping to
it's the first time.
Yeah, I just am used to missing a session. We're hoping to have a talking book narrator come as our Sunday morning speaker. Do a session in the morning on Sunday. And then our banquet speaker will be Dan Kelly, who is the longtime technology teacher at the Ohio State School for the Blind. He's also just played in the Beat Baseball World Series. He's a father. He plays blind ice hockey. He is very, you know, he teaches technology skills and probably does about 100 other things. I feel like every time I talk to Dan, I learn something new that he's done or is currently doing.
Oh, by the way, the Beat Baseball World Series was he played in after having knee replacement surgery 2 months ago. Before,
yeah, he had his knee replaced in or knee surgery in or May. Knee, yeah. I think it was knee replacement. I know it was knee surgery in May, and then he played in the Beat Baseball World Series in July. Because why not? So he'll be our speaker for Saturday evening. And then we'll have our auction. And then if you've been keeping track and or if you go to exhibits, we have a full exhibit hall, at least according to what I've heard from Vicky. She's planning the exhibit hall. And somebody asked her on Saturday, I did a meeting for the Columbus chapter, and she said, we don't need any more exhibitors. So we're trying to get some new exhibitors that were exhibiting at National Convention on travel and audio pedestrian signals and gadgets. Blind Girl Designs will be there. I know some of the tech places will be there. I know Indiana will have a booth because Rita already filled out the form. Thank you, Rita. So there will be dedicated exhibit hall time between the morning session and lunch, and then a slightly longer period of time after lunch, in addition to the exhibit hall being open following the business meeting through the end of sessions, and then also on Friday. And then if you've been keeping track, you've noticed that I've skipped two things. I skipped the auction and I skipped Friday. And there's a reason for that. Those are things that are happening slightly different or have been adjusted. So the smaller adjustment is the auction will still take place, but we're also going to have a bake sale at that time. So we have a couple of people that I know very well because they're my mom and my mother-in-law. We'll be making cookies and brownies and Rice Krispie treats and other goodies that will be sold more individually. So maybe if you're somebody who, for financial reasons or just interest reasons, can't participate or doesn't really want to participate in a big auction item, but you're hungry because the banquet was a few hours ago, and stop down and get a snack. If you're somebody who stays until the auction is completely over, you now can get some yummy snacks.
Bidden's hungry work.
Yeah. So who doesn't love extra opportunities to have sweets and chocolate and those yummy, delicious things?
Homemade ones too, I might add.
Yes. Conveniently for me, being the chair, my parents live about 2 miles from the hotel. And my mom, literally her maiden name is Baker. So it works out really well. So there's my fun. And then the bigger change that I have promised to not have Rita have a heart attack with is we will be doing an excursion on Friday evening. So dinner will be on your own. We will adjust the time accordingly. We're still, we have a couple potential ideas in the works. We're just finalizing it. So that will go up on the website when we've finalized what the excursion will be, but it'll be a chance to get out of the hotel, come try something new. We already have one local university that will be providing us sighted volunteers. And I have contacts with three other colleges. So we're hoping to have, you know, we'll have ample volunteers. But we're going to go out of the hotel. Transportation will obviously be provided. And then come back in time for Rita to have her pre-convention business meeting. Yeah, the business meeting.
Yes.
And get beauty sleep.
Yeah.
So
Rita doesn't need that, by the way, just so you're not confused.
Well, she didn't want me to have it at the late Indiana's meeting for 2 a.m. So that's why I'm saying that.
Yeah, that was the easiest solution, but
So Friday's gonna look a little different, but hopefully be a lot of fun, be something different. Kick off the convention in a fun and different way. For those of you who have been to National Convention or have wanted to go to National Convention, the tours are always really popular. So we wanted to bring some of that energy and experience to this convention. Brant, talk about registration.
Registration I will do. Okay, we're hoping to have, we just discovered a possible glitch in this today, but we're hoping to have registration and the program and everything up for everybody to look at by September 1st. The program will be tentative by then, I expect. We'll try and get, probably the workshops will be.
Yeah, the workshops are already finalized.
They'll be scheduled like they will be, but the excursion, we're not quite sure. We hope to have that figured out by then. So you'll have to keep looking at, but we're hoping to have that up by September 1st. We had planned to have registration up by September 1st, but we just realized that I have to find out if the hotel can get us food information by then, because we put that on the registration form. And I don't know if we'll have it by then. So
yeah, so we'll have the registration form up as close to September 1st as the hotel allows us to do.
Yeah.
I will send Rita an email for the Indiana.
We'll make sure everybody knows. The cutoff we do know for pretty much anything. We're making October 19th to make life easier for everybody, because the hotel's cutoff is the 19th for making reservations in the block. And therefore we'd like to have door prizes and auction items described by October 19th also. That way everything is done, and also, you don't have to remember 15 different dates. The cost, it'll be $80 for in-person registration. And then the CPR will be $20 extra. And we will ask you to register at the time, because we need to get a count to people so that they can make sure that they have whatever they need at the convention based on the number of people we have. So that's $20. There will be a virtual option. I believe business meetings will be streamed. We'll have to figure out Indiana's, but we can do that. We plan on streaming those on Zoom. This is, and I'm sorry, for that virtual, it's $40. So half price, but you don't get meals. And but the other thing is only probably, other than the business meetings, only half of the workshops will be streamed. That because one, that way we only have to stream from one room, and two, some of the workshops don't lend themselves to streaming, like the 3D printing does not, because it's a lot of hands-on showing you stuff, and there's, if you did that, if you try to do that on Zoom, you'll just be bored. Also the independent living one is going to be hands-on, so that one won't be on Zoom, and the CPR of course will not be on Zoom. The other three I think will. So the two panel discussions and the what's the other one? Oh, the banquet also will be the banquet.
Two panel discussions and the coping with change. And,
yeah, workshop. those three will be on there. Man, I'm gonna go write all this stuff down quick before I forget it all again. The banquet will be streamed. We won't give you food, but we'll give you the speaker. And that's all you'll get if you're not in person.
Sunday morning.
Oh, Sunday morning session. Yeah. If we have a talking book, that one will be. So if you're virtual, that's all you're going to get. If you're in person, you get to come and see everybody and do some extra things and have a good time for a
weekend. Registration does include breakfast, lunch, and dinner on Saturday, as well as breakfast on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I just thought of something and then it lost.
Oh, and just while you're thinking about it, just for the just so everybody knows, I suspect we haven't got it nailed down yet, but the $80 doesn't come anywhere near covering your meal costs. So I don't think we've raised the price of the convention in Ohio anyway for 15 years. Good deal. Oh, okay.
Thanks. We will also have a hospitality room. So if you are somebody for whatever reason that just has no interest in the excursion or has no interest in something else, that will have hours throughout the convention that has games and snacks and those kind of things. It won't be the entire time of convention because it's in the executive suite and somebody will be sleeping in the executive suite. So those people would like to have a bedtime. But that will be something to consider. You know, if you get in and maybe you're just really exhausted and don't want to do the excursion, or you know, you need a break after lunch on Saturday or sometime, that will be available as well.
See, they should let me stay in the executive suite. I sleep less than everybody else does.
So I think that's the nuts and bolts of it.
That's pretty much it. Yeah.
I'd be happy to take questions. And I'll direct all the hard ones to Brant.
Wait a minute.
This is Rich Vonderhaar.
Yeah.
In Annapolis. You guys mentioned the excursion. I'm just curious, where is the excursion going to be to?
The first place that answers the phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're still finalizing it. We have a couple ideas.
We have several ideas. We just have to.
Potentially an escape room, if we can do that accessibly. We're working with some places to see if that's a possibility. There's also the Science Center, and we have one mystery idea that is a mystery because somebody has it and hasn't told me what their idea is yet. So we're still finalizing and trying to, our first couple ideas didn't pan out. So it's still in the works, but yeah, it will be posted as soon as we know. So
it's been a frustrating project. We're trying to do something. I mean, you all a few years ago took us to the Indianapolis Speedway, so we were trying to get something pretty good.
The problem that we found out even outside of planning this is since the pandemic, everyone seems to think that answering their phones is optional.
Or calling back.
Experienced that too.
Yeah. So that is our hope. We will have it up on the website. And when we've decided and finalized anything, Rita, I can send you an email that you can blast to your group.
Yeah. And hopefully we're kind of in the process of switching webmasters, and the new webmaster is going to revamp our site.
No.
Yeah, so I don't know if we can get the link.
No, I'm still on.
What? Oh, I don't know. If the current website isn't...
Yeah.
Well, I just meant your email list. I just meant I can write up a little something if we have more details.
Oh, yeah, definitely be on the email list. I am.
Yeah.
And it will also be... It'll be in the newsletter. If we can get everything by, you're talking about September 1st, and our newsletter is going to go out like a week or so later. So,
yeah, yours might actually have more stuff in it than ours does.
So, yeah, if you could get it to me as soon as everything's finalized on the 1st, that would be perfect timing, I think. So,
okay.
Yeah. What other questions do folks have?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
I'm one of your sponsors, but I'm bringing a really good door prize for the banquet. Who do I give that to?
Rita Indiana ones go to you, correct?
Well, you would give the description to her, and then just bring it with you to the convention, and we'll take it.
Can I hand it to
the registration
hospitality
desk
room? What?
Well, that would work too, but the registration, we'll have a registration window to register for, come and check in for the convention. If you give them to them there, we'll keep them in there because we lock that room.
Okay. Yeah. On the boxes. Someone's going to be happy. I know that.
Is it? Okay. Yeah, we have a locked, where we do registrations. Hopefully we can get that room again.
It's like a ticket booth.
But it's like a ticket booth.
Like you have a window and then there's a room behind it.
Yeah, and we keep it locked unless there's people doing tickets. So we like to keep all that stuff in there because that way it doesn't get messed with.
Yeah.
Right. Good idea.
Yeah. And I'll be like the Indiana contact. I can take the auction item and description by email, and the door prizes, if you want to just, I can make a separate list for door prizes if you already know what they're going to be. And I'll send all that to Lynn.
Yep.
When we have our stuff. So,
but
you got to bring your own stuff with you.
Yeah.
Don't depend on somebody else because it'll get lost along the way.
Yeah, that happens. It's a high-end set of JBL headphones with a microphone.
I'll give you my room number, and you can drop those off there, and we'll make sure they get to the person who wins, who will be me. And
when you win and rig the raffle, I got it. Yeah, yeah.
When I win the raffle, just...
Yeah.
That's awesome, though. Thank you for those. That's pretty cool.
Other questions?
Hi, it's Dolly.
Go ahead.
I'm on.
Hey. Dolly.
I'm on a bit late, but I couldn't find the number. I had to go through about 75 emails by the time I got to the phone number.
I haven't heard Dolly's voice in forever.
I know. But hopefully I will be there. Mike and I will be there if we get a good patient.
Yeah.
We're going to work it out. We're going to get it figured out. Yep.
Yeah.
Got it figured out, Rita?
I'm going to work on it.
Okay.
I've got something ready to go in the newsletter this next time, so hopefully it'll pan out. But you guys, I wondered, you know, the excursion, if there is a cost, are you thinking about putting that on the registration as well?
Yeah, if there's a cost, there will be, it'll be on the registration.
Okay, they'll be able to get an accurate count that way, I would think.
Yeah, that's a part of the consideration.
Yeah,
right.
That's where we thought we'd started on this excursion thing in like January, and we thought we'd have this work all worked out by now. But
well, the problem with the excursion is a lot of you can't do it super far in advance, like some of the other things, because some of the things we were considering, they didn't put out their schedules until like July. So we had a couple of things, and then we were just waiting on them to post their calendar. Yeah. So it was like, we have these ideas, and then 4 months later, they post their calendar. But yeah. Other questions?
What are you talking about as far as excursion?
So we're going.
Yeah, go ahead.
We're going to do fun on Friday outside of the hotel. What exactly that looks like will be announced later once we have it finalized. But you'll know by the time you register.
Okay.
Yeah. Any other questions? Comments? Wow.
Oh, yeah. I have two auction items in Plymouth, and the real heavy one, if someone cannot take it with them, I will, you know, you guys ship it and tell me what it costs. I'll pay for the shipping.
Okay.
That's really awesome. Thank you.
It's a really neat item. Everybody's going to want it. Did high.
Yeah, really.
But what's the secret, Pat? Why don't you tell us?
Television.
No, it's a surprise.
Well, thanks, Rita. I told you. Okay. You can start the bidding, Rita, at $90.
I've got Pat's descriptions of these things she's already got over in Ohio, and when I was reading it, I'm like, oh, how cool! I want that thing.
Yeah.
Thank you for the advertising. That's great. Yeah. The other thing is Altec stereo headphone speakers. And I got one of these in the pawn shop, and it's not even stereo, and I can take it all the way to the end of my apartment. It's unreal.
Huh. And they have flashing lights that beat. It goes with the beat of the music and stuff. Oh, kind of like being in a disco
place. Yeah.
100-foot range.
So Brant's gonna be broke after the auction.
Yeah. I have to make sure the credit cards work this year.
Yeah. So I have started our list. I have some things already on there. So if you've got something in mind, let me know what it is, Indiana people. Yep.
Okay. Anything?
Any other questions, comments?
What time does the auction start on Saturday night? 8:30?
Yes.
I'm glad you knew that.
8:30. I've been doing this way too long. I found an email that showed I started in 2016.
That's not that long.
Nah. I just didn't think it had been that long.
Well, I don't think they're going to let me do the CPR class, because when I learned CPR, I was learning with my dummy, and I pushed too hard, and the head fell off, went rolling across the room.
Well, that's a good way to fail the test, that's for sure.
You know, they said there is not a test, but
wait, who was that said that? I just
Pat Toothing.
Oh, Pat, yeah, Pat. Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. Don't pass out near Pat. Okay, got it.
Why do you want to be a practice dummy?
No.
You said don't pass out
near Pat. I said don't pass out near Pat.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what she'd do with the defibrillator thing.
Oh, that's a deadly weapon.
She'd probably short out the power source.
We aren't going to the... This is our last year at the Crown Plaza Hotel. Why? Because Pat blew it up.
Wrecked the electricity. Absolutely. That's it.
All right, so Pat will be doing whatever workshop is opposite the CPR.
Yeah.
Did you have speakers? Do you have them lined up yet? I got
them. Yeah,
our speaker for our so the excursion is in place of the Friday night speaker. So that will be that. Our speaker Saturday night. I don't know days of the week is Dan Kelly.
You're not supposed to tell him about the Sunday night stuff, Rachel.
Sorry. and he is the technology teacher at the Ohio State School for the Blind. He also plays blind
beat
ice
baseball.
Hockey.
Oh, ice hockey.
He also plays beat baseball and. 2 months after having knee surgery, he played in the Beat Baseball World Series. Every time I talk to Dan, he's doing a new or crazy thing. He's also a technology instructor. He's also the father of two teenage boys.
There's a rumor that he might be able to walk three dogs, hold his cane, and carry a few other things at the same time.
Oh, yeah, he can use a cell phone, like old school cell phone, walk three dogs, hold his coffee, use his cane, and I think he was holding something else.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I told
and
Rachel,
that wasn't like a one-time occurrence.
The
other thing he was holding was a backpack with his infant son in it.
Oh my.
Oh my.
I thought the one time Tanya and I saw a guy riding a motorcycle while talking on the phone and smoking, and I thought that was impressive or stupid. I'm not sure which.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
They're making hands-free motorcycles now?
Apparently, this guy had one. I don't know what he was doing. It was.
Tanya. Any other questions? Thoughts?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Positive comments. Congratulations.
Yeah, listen, Rich, I did have one question.
Yeah.
For those attending.
Yes, you guys have been working really hard. Yeah.
For those attending, attending virtually.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Will they be able to vote at the business meetings?
At the Ohio one, yes. At Indiana, you guys.
Rita, how are you doing voting?
We didn't tell you that, but are you doing, have you discussed that? That's.
We need to have our own Zoom thing for where we're going to be, what room we're going to be in?
We can maybe set something up, but we'll have to arrange it because you're going to be, you'll have a different, we'll have to stream those separately, which we can do.
Uh-huh. Do you guys offer voting for virtual attendees typically, Rita?
Do.
Okay.
Yeah.
We just kind of have done the hand raising thing on Zoom.
Okay.
Yeah,
so the answer to his question is yes.
Okay. Thank you.
I didn't even think about that on our planning calls.
I keep telling people
the reason that we're doing these is to advertise and also to figure out what we missed.
Yeah.
Every time we've done one of these calls, we found something that we've missed. So if we do enough of them, we won't miss anything.
He asked that question. Yep. I'm like, oh, probably ought to talk to Rita about that.
Yep.
Well, in Schaumburg, I voted at the precinct, and I don't think it'd be hard to set up a precinct. You know, a person who would take the call, Rita. You know, just call in. We've got, you know,
well, you
two
guys
votes
could...
for red and three votes for purple, you know.
Yeah. Yep.
Hmm. Does the precinct work really well?
What people we do, what we did is it. We just have a couple people with, we just have a phone number we give people and they just call and because we, there's usually not.
And most virtually, of them texted in.
Yeah, most of them texted, and there's usually only, but okay. I think maybe 10 max virtual.
You know, thanks for sharing that. Yeah. I was gonna ask you how you guys did it. If in
that's
that.
How we do it.
I don't think we've really discussed that widely as to how to do that.
Yeah, if
Rita, if you need volunteers to help with your election, please let me know that so I can make sure that they're allocated.
Because we have people who are not members do it, so they don't
like some of the volunteers that help people find their way and
yeah they could... or okay. Rachel's parents or you know
last year was my parents yeah the,
last year was
yeah Rachel's
parents. it can definitely
which was but... awkward because she was up for re-election last year.
Luckily nobody ran against me because we
they're like, what do we do if somebody runs against me? And I'm like, they can't. That'll mess us up. Well, then we almost had a tie, and that really threw a monkey wrench in the whole business. But anyway.
Schomburg, I just walked to a place, and I was having a little trouble walking that day and holding a cell phone at the same time. So somebody dial it for me. And I just push the prompts or whatever. It was really
if you're
helpful.
In person, are you going to be in person?
No. I'm just explaining how the precinct works in Schomburg.
Okay.
And all we need is somebody with a phone number.
Yeah.
Somebody could call in Indiana.
Yeah. Yep. That's what we do. It isn't, I mean, if you have somebody who's really, really picky. I mean, then I'm also a member of the NDAB where people are that picky. But if you have somebody really insanely picky about secrecy and security, somebody might complain about it, but it works fine and nobody knows who.
Nobody
and the
cares.
Volunteers don't care. I mean,
no, the
they really
didn't
don't
care.
Care.
I mean,
yeah,
you know,
they don't
didn't
care.
Know who I was voting for. I mean, you know, they were just holding the phone for me and to help dial for me.
Yeah.
And you know, handed it back to me and I was, it was pushing 1, 2, or 3. And, that was hard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Other questions? What else did we not think of?
I'm sorry, Rita. He asked that, and I'm like, that's a very, very good question.
It's okay. We have 3 months until convention. That's why we're doing these things now.
Yep.
Only August.
The gentleman who is talking, what is your name?
Brandt Adams.
Brandt. Okay, right.
Yeah.
Yep. Brant's the one that lives in North Dakota, isn't it?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah.
He used to live in Ohio. He used to live in Ohio, and he tried to leave us, and we didn't let him.
No, they...
Yep. Yep.
They chased me 3,000... They chased me 1,000 miles and caught me and made me stay.
And put him to work.
They did. Then not only that, they made me an officer. They wouldn't let it was.
And we stole your wife too.
And they got my wife on the board so that I could. So I it's they've. Man,
he's a goner.
They're a scary bunch of them.
Yeah. I can't think of anything else
Nothing else.
What about the vendors' tables, like ACBI would bring? Are we limited to bringing certain things, or?
Not as far as I know.
Please no explosives, firearms, dangerous creature.
Oh, darn, what will we sell then?
Oh, I'd love to answer that.
I guess you can bring either firearms or ammo, but not both.
Dolly, I'll be happy to answer the question on selling. Rita and I donated, we have 58 full luggage bags, 8 pairs of really awesome looking sunglasses, and 2 really cool ice trays. And these are really great ice trays. They have lids. And the sunglasses are really great.
She got them at the National Convention.
We got them 80% off. And luggage trays are cool. I mean, luggage tags are great. And everybody needs one. Yeah. I'm sure everybody on this call would like to buy 5. And
I got a desk drawer full. I don't need one.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Sure you need another one. Of course. This one has Braille on it.
Bet you don't have one with Braille on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Depicted Braille. You
need a Braille one for your collection now. Your collection is incomplete.
And we'll autograph it for you.
Sounds good.
I think Dolly was probably asking about the vendor area because, you know, last year we weren't allowed to sell any kind of baked items.
They don't care.
I don't think they care because they're letting us sell baked items at the auction.
Yep.
Okay.
Will you sell any baked items on Friday?
In the area. We're not selling them in the vending area. We're selling them at the auction.
Yeah.
They'll be in the hospitality room.
Yeah. The hospitality room will have snacks of, I believe, the salty snack varieties and some drinks.
The baked goods are a Saturday night specialty.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're to help encourage and nudge people to the auction area. So if you need a brownie fix or cookie fix, I will say I taught at a school with about 40 students and 20 or so staff, and my mom made over 100 cookies and I got rid of them in one day. So, and there were people asking me for more, so they're very coveted chocolate chip cookies, among other things.
Sounds good.
We can have a sample table as you come into the auction room.
Yeah, we'd like to taste them, make sure no one, you know, that they're edible. You know, you can send a sample.
You can taste them for a small fee of whatever it costs to buy one.
We're not giving away baked goods.
They're going to be like individually, like we have cute little fall themed bags that are like one or two cookies. So it'll be inexpensive, nice little fundraiser. You can get one bag or you can get 25 bags unless you're diabetic. Please don't do that.
Will you be having anyone like Barry Shure, you know, selling some stuff? Remember Barry Shure? What did he sell?
I think he's on the list of possible exhibitors. I believe the list is looking like it's pretty much full, but we don't have, like, people haven't really, except for Rita. People haven't really started, and somebody else, one other person, filled out registration forms yet. And so
we have a lot of verbal commitments. We don't have the list finalized because a lot of people don't want to sign up until after National Convention. So the forms just re-went out after National Convention.
Yeah,
I understand that.
Well, I've paid for 25% of my fee, so I'm showing up.
Yeah, you were on top of it. That's true. Yes. So yeah,
I think we were the first one. So gold star for Pat.
Yep.
Everybody get free brownies.
Anyone from Freedom Scientific and places like that?
We're trying HIMSS. I don't know if we got Yeah, I know HIMSS was on the
I'm sure Freedom Scientific
list.
Is on the
Freedom
list.
Scientific
I would be,
probably is.
I would be.
I would guess APH is on the list because we know somebody who works there.
Katie.
Yeah,
you do.
Yeah, and so do you.
Yep.
We all know somebody who works at APH. you know, I'm assuming she'll probably finagle something there.
Do you have any Easter seals in your area?
I don't know. I don't know.
At Crossroads Easter seals at ours, you know.
Yeah.
They came from Indianapolis because they'll train anyone, you know, any age group.
Yeah.
Computers.
So, yeah, that's, we'll have.
I know computers kind of the usual. I know who I talked to at National Convention was Computers for the Blind, the Horizon Center, which does embossing and tactile graphics. That was really cool. They did a personal tour with us.
Oh, cool.
So Keith doesn't usually travel out of state for conventions, but I'm hoping I can convince him. Who else did I talk to? A couple, an app that will read, walk, don't walk symbols. Blind Girl Designs already has us on her calendar, so I know they're coming.
The ones that kept all the dealers, the ones that kept all the dealers from freezing to death in Omaha. Huh? Blind Girl Designs. She sold a boatload of sweatshirts and cardigans because all the dealers were freezing to death in the exhibit hall.
Oh, I wouldn't know. I had COVID the whole time.
Yeah, right.
What about
Omaha was not a good experience for me.
What about Advanced Low Vision Technology? Dennis McKinney?
I'm sure that all of these people are on the list. I'm also sure that I delegated this to Vicky, and
early on in the convention, I had this brilliant idea, and Rachel, we said, we have to come up with an exhibits committee. And I said, I got an idea. Let's have Vicky chair the exhibits committee. And we asked her, and she said yes. And I completely forgot about exhibits ever after that. I just every once in a while go, everything going okay? And Vicky goes, yep. And I go, thank you.
Yeah.
That's as far as it goes. Yep, she's good.
That's, so if you have specific questions, feel free to bug Vicky.
Yeah,
she can hate me later. For having people,
Vicky would love it if you ask her lots of questions and stuff.
She's used to it. I do it all the time.
I
can't remember how many.
We'll have approximately 20 is what fits in that room.
Okay,
I believe.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think we asked Vicky if she wanted. I think didn't Rachel? You asked Vicky if she wanted any more exhibitors, and she said no.
Yeah, that's what she said as of Saturday. So.
I believe
so she must
shape.
Have plenty of people interested.
Good. I've got to go. I've got another community call.
Yeah.
Take care, Dolly.
Okay. Thank you, you guys.
Yeah.
Enjoy. We'll be praying for you guys in Ohio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We know what you go through.
Yep. Yep.
Good night.
Everybody. Any other questions before we get going?
Well, it's sure nice of you to show up.
Yeah, I'm sorry we didn't have more people though for you.
But yeah, I hate when that happens. I know it happens to.
Yeah,
it happens to everybody. It happens to the best of us. I've had it happen.
How
many people's going to be there? Oh, we'll probably have 25 or so, and three show.
How much are the rooms?
Oh, $107 plus tax. Thank you.
Okay.
That's a very good question, and I actually knew the answer to a very good question. I apologize. I usually get that in first, and I missed that one. Whoops.
Okay.
Yeah, $107 plus tax.
Yeah, that'll be in our newsletter as well, because he sent that to me to publish.
And that'll be, so. And that's, if you look at right now at acbohio.org, there's a convention 2023 link up on the top menu, and everything should be there.
Okay.
I'll double check this week and make sure, but it should be there. So
is your website AC,
cbohio.org?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll put that in there too.
Okay.
Okay.
That way, because especially if you're having yours revised, that way people at least can go. Yeah. I know you usually would just put a link to it, but you know, if you need to, that's fine. They can.
Mm-hmm.
I frequently have lunch with the webmaster over there, so.
Okay.
And dinner and breakfast.
Sometimes I even sleep with him. That's scandalous right there.
Oh, my God.
I'm the web person.
Rumors.
I'm glad you clarified that.
Yeah, I'm the web person.
The family.
And Alex is too, but I'm the
You're the main one. Alex is just tech support.
Yeah, Alex takes over when I can't. Alex takes over and does things while Katie's talking me off the ledge again. That only happened.
I didn't realize Alex was your webmaster.
Alex is IT. Brant is the Alex is my husband, and my husband has he works for Amazon as a software developer, so he does our like more high end technical stuff that you need.
Okay.
More technical.
When I can't handle it, Mm-hmm. That's the person I'm going to hand it over to next time the website completely breaks like it did a few years ago.
Oh, okay.
That was a bad year. Oh, boy.
Hey, could you ask your husband to create a link on the Amazon webpage for add to cart?
No, because he doesn't do that.
He does the back end. He doesn't do the front end.
He doesn't do anything related to that. There's literally tens of thousands of developers.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Literally. It's...
like they're all divided up into teams. That's not even, it's in his organization, but that's like saying it's within his company.
Yeah.
The best way to get something like that is to like reach out to their customer support.
Exactly. Yeah, they're Amazon is so big.
Yeah, Alex regularly works with teams from all over the world, but he works on back end stuff to help third party and first party sellers sell. So not related.
He's way down the list from the actual website. He's like,
it's like one tiny part of the website that he ever touches, and it's product listing pages.
Okay.
So, yeah. All right.
Any last minute questions, anybody? Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for having us,
Ohio.
We don't have any last minute answers. So.
Oh, okay. Well, then that works out perfect.
It did. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Have a good evening.
For your time. Okay.
Yeah,
thank you.
Right. You guys,
thanks for having us.
Uh-huh. All right. Bye.
Hey, Rita, did we finalize the menu? Rita.
Yeah.
I've
already
read it. I read it, and I, you know. So do we need any more money for the menu? Is that what you're thinking?
I got to see what the other place is going to do.
Okay.
I need to see what Babs is going to do.
I think we're going to need another cooler. I was asking if I could borrow one. In theory, the guy driving me could theoretically go over to the Babs and pick up the food.
Let me check with Sydney. She may have one, a big one.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah. I haven't talked to her lately, so I'll check with her.
I haven't either. Yes, I have to do that. That was a good call.
Yeah, I need to talk to her about something else anyway, so.
Well,
I'll see y'all later. Bye.
Hey, good. Hey, okay. Thank you for your work, Dean. Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Hey, Dee.
Yes. Oh. Yes, I'm still here. What?
Did you get everything moved over there? Okay.
Yeah, everything is everything I was taking is there.
Okay.
And that it was all. They were still putting booths up when I took the stuff there, so I didn't set it out. So it's all under the table. Our booth was set up, but
okay.
But they, I know they still had to put the blue carpet down in front of it and that, and so I didn't really think that putting stuff on the table was a good idea. So I'm getting there at 9:30 in the morning. So.
Oh boy.
And it doesn't open. It opens at 10. So it won't take that long. As a matter of fact, I looked at the table and I thought, I could probably take that whole table over if I had to, but I'm gonna, you know, it's really not that much space. But yeah, it's and there was already, or it was congested at the registration where I went to get my badge and that. So
mm-hmm.
Tomorrow it's gonna be, they've got 5,000 people registered. And there is at minimal 843 booths. There may be more than that. The guy helped me take my stuff over there, he went looking for the booth and he said the numbers go way higher than 652. 843 is the highest I knew, and he said I think they go higher. So
what did you ever get?
A good time. I'm sure you're doing good work there for us.
Did you ever get a number for how many legislators registered?
No, I didn't get, no.
Okay.
But I mean, we'll.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if there's any numbers that are verbally given out and that, but they've got in the exhibit hall, the way they've got it set up is they have. And Pat, yes, I know you've went to these conventions before, so you know. But in the exhibit hall, you know how when you go in there, sometimes there's no places to sit. They actually have seating areas amongst the exhibit booths, so people can actually sit down and talk with the people. Like, so if legislators come and want to talk about issues, we can ask them if they want to go over and sit down in a comfortable seat to talk. So so
that's nice.
Yeah, so and anyway, it's, I mean, they went in there and I didn't really have any problems getting my name badge and that, but they kept pointing, you go, you're loose over there, go over there, over there. And I was like, this is really gonna be fun. So I don't think now that I know where it is, it's not going to be a problem. But we're clear at the back. It's a walk to get there. So
Oh boy, okay, and it's from 10 till 4.
10 till 4 tomorrow, and then 10 till 3 on Wednesday.
Okay.
Rita. Could you hear the letter that we wrote? Could you take that to Babs, dear merchants?
Well,
print it out, take it.
Since they will donate, possibly, I sent her our donation form that has our tax ID number and everything. I think they would get more out of that. Yeah.
Well, should we put the tax ID number on the form, on the letter we wrote?
You probably should always do that. If you're asking for donations, you should have your tax ID number.
I mean, you could put that below the link where it discusses the voting. You know, historic voting rights victory. Put tax ID number at the bottom of that and take it with you.
I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, you know, you're the writer, but I mean, you know, maybe.
I'm just not sure. I mean, telling people that we're a
501c3,
whatever, is one thing, but giving people, the general public, our actual tax ID number seems a little
weird.
Okay,
you got a point. But I was hoping the letter could get us some, you know, that's why I wrote it, exactly to get us stuff for the picnic. That was the idea behind the letter.
Yeah. Well, since in this situation, I've had to do it all over the phone. It's a
But I mean, you know, you've got it as an attachment. They need it.
Oh yeah, I've got it.
Yeah.
Cool. But yeah, I did send her the donation form where they put down how much they donated and has our tax ID number and stuff. And she'll let me know. She's gonna fill out the form that they have. And it's the owner of the place that decides if they're going to donate.
Well, since we're on the phone together, that's where I don't know if I've repeated this. I'm not feeling that great, Dan. I wrote a second letter aiming at attorneys, and this friend of mine right now has engaged an attorney because he's getting custody of his son. And I've helped them and helped him practice for his big court appearance on Thursday and all this good stuff. And he's going to take the letter that has been written and hand it to his friend, because they're good friends, and say, improve this. And how do we steer this toward attorneys? Then they're going to hand it out, if it's good enough, if, no guarantees, it's going to be handed out to law firms in Indianapolis. That's our best chance at wills and estates and partial life insurance policies, et cetera. And if, you know, if we could put this in the hands of major attorney firms.
I haven't seen that letter then.
It's similar to the one we wrote. I just haven't sent it to you yet. We're still working on it.
Oh, okay. Because if you're I want to see whatever letter you're going to be passing out to people.
Right, of course. But, I mean, you know, I've got to get this done. It won't happen immediately. But if this person helps us, and if we can get this in the hands of attorneys, that'd be fantastic. They advise people, you know, how would you like to leave part of your life insurance, the American Council of Blind at the end? They're a great group. Look, read this.
Okay. Yeah. When you get it finalized.
No. If it happens, you'll be the first to see it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I'm going to get off. It's been a long day.
Good luck tomorrow.
What's tomorrow?
Still on.
Oh,
well, yeah, I'm still here. Yeah.
Good luck tomorrow.
Well, okay.
All right.
You're gonna be tired. Come Wednesday night, you're gonna be tired.
Yeah, and also I have plans on attending the Indiana Disability Rights has the board a meeting at 1:30 on Friday or on Thursday, the Thursday or Friday, one of those 2 days. I plan on attending that this week and that.
Thank them for
us. Are they talking about something that relates to us?
Well, I mean, it's getting to be fall when people start talking about their agendas for the next legislative session.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Hey, Rita, if you're talking to Cindy, can you suggest she call me?
What did you say?
If you're talking to Cindy, tell her to call me.
Right.
If I get to talk to her, yeah.
No, I understand.
Okay. Hey, all right, girls.
Take care, guys.
Take care. All right. Bye.